Well, I think it's beautiful that everybody gathered here in solidarity. However, I feel as though it's not really going to bring much of a change. It's like, it's a good thing to do. It's good to show that we're here and we stand for something and we all agree and we want change. But what will be the result of us standing here with our hands up today?
No, I think it's like a scab being picked constantly and constantly. It's like these cases happen so many times. I was at a Sean Bell march when we all marched for him. Just a few weeks ago, Eric Garner was killed. There was a young man shot in LA 2 days ago in his back, and he was unarmed African-American. Over and over and over, we see these things happen, and I think that we become numb to them, we heal, and we move on. And with this Mike Brown thing, it was just like so blatant, so brazen, and we're really upset. And it calls for something. And even if it means posting on social media, coming to a rally, it's something. And when you feel helpless, you want to just do anything that you possibly can. So.
And it's not only like the death of a young man who did not deserve to die, but it's also then like the news people who are out there covering what's happening in Ferguson getting attacked and not being able to show the world what's happening there. It's the people who are just walking outside their houses to see what's going on, to see what all the noise is and getting hit with rubber bullets and tear gas. It's the people who are just trying to have their voice heard by their government, have their voice heard by their police department, the people who are supposed to be protecting and serving them, and getting hit with rubber bullets and tear gas. Without provocation. It's unacceptable. And it's really great to see so many people out in New York out here saying this is not okay.
It's something that shouldn't be expected to happen again. It should just be assumed that it can't happen again. And there should be a plan put forth to teach people about, you know, whatever systematic cultural misunderstandings are leading to these types of conflicts.